glorified, be honored, be magnified, and be lifted up. As I share what you have done in my life and of your goodness, Lord, you are a good God. And we praise you and thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us through our trials. You're with us when we come to the end of this life. I'm just thankful for the assurance of that because of what you have done in my life through that time. Just ask you to be glorified, Lord, and just I pray that I can speak with clarity and that it would come out according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to start at the beginning. I'm not sure when it was, at the beginning of the year sometime. Well, I had prostate cancer back in 2023, and I thought I was pretty well over that and clear from that. And then beginning of the year, I started getting a lump, and I still have it a little bit there, on my head. And it didn't bother me, so I didn't do anything for a couple months. I think it was sometime towards the end of June. I started getting some pressure on my head, and so I went to the doctor, and they did CAT scan, MRI, and a lot of different things, biopsy, and found it's cancer. And so they did some more tests, and I was told that the cancer spread throughout my body, in my bones, and also in my blood. I'm not quite sure what that all meant. But immediately, back in 2023, I would say that I was a little more nervous, and for some reason, I'm not sure. I wondered then, it was pretty low for a while, and I wondered then how long I have to live. But this time, it was just a sweet time. Immediately, God gave me Psalm 103 when I found out that my cancer spread throughout my body, and the doctor said it's stage 4 cancer. And God, the Lord just gave me Psalm 103 right away. And I started reading Psalm 103. I lived in it, literally lived in it for a month. Just every day, throughout the day, just meditated upon Psalm 103. And if God gives you something, He gives you something good, right? James says that I can't get the words, but so much that all good things come from him. And sometimes when it's something that we don't like, we don't understand how it can be good. And so sometimes we resist. But by the grace of God, I did not resist this time. And by the grace of God, I knew that if he gave me Psalm 103, he really does care about every day of my life. And I wasn't sure how long I have to live. I realized that it might be just a month or two or three, or it could go years. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter to me. God was so close. I walked with God. He talked with me. Moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour. And maybe I should just read some of Psalm 103. I'll start in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then he starts in with the benefits. whom God forgiveth all thine iniquities. It makes it even personal. It doesn't say all yours or all people's, but he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction. I think one of the translation uses that word gives the idea of he delivers our life literally from the pit of hell. Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. My physical life was not being renewed like the eagles at that time. I started getting pressure on my head. I had a lot of back pain, and my bones were brittle, and I leaned over. I kind of had my elbow on the bar between our kitchen and dining room. We have a bar there between the dining room and the kitchen. And my side was against, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize I had pressure on my side. But all of a sudden, something snapped, and I fractured a rib because they were brittle. My bones were brittle. And the doctor said, that's going to be hard to heal with my condition, at least 6 weeks if it will heal. In a month, I didn't even feel it anymore. That's the goodness of God. Verse 7, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. I want to know his ways, not just his acts. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I don't know what this means to you, but this became very personal. These were promises to God, from God to me. I'm just going to jump down. I'll keep reading. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. How great is God's mercy? It's unfathomable. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. I think I'll just stop there. But these verses were very, very real to me. Soon after I found out that this cancer spread through my body, I shared with the church at home and just left them know what the doctor said and that there's a good possibility I might not be here very long. But I wasn't discouraged. There was not one day I think I can honestly say that. The only time I remember that it was a little down was the very first time I left the doctor's office. And you can but imagine why. God is good, church. He goes with us, whatever we go through. I shared with the church at home, and I said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. But it doesn't matter. My past is under the blood, and my future is as bright as it'll ever get, and ever can get. That's just where I was. I have experienced the goodness of God over and over and over in my life in the past, but it gets better and better. Sweeter gets the journey as we go. That is true. It does. These verses became so real and so precious. I could not get discouraged. I told the church, how could I get discouraged? This is God giving us these promises. We have to claim them. We have to appropriate them into our lives. But they're real. They're real. Sunday afternoon, I think I found out maybe on a Tuesday or so that my cancer was spread out throughout my body. We had company that Sunday. And my wife's sister was there and a few of her cousins. And all of a sudden, I just felt I needed to go talk with a person. We have a neighbor that is a drunk, spends a lot of time in bars, and he thinks he's having a good life. But he's older, he's older than I am. And I did get him to go to church with me one time. And I think he was so convicted that he's scared to go again. So anyway, that Sunday afternoon, the Sunday after I found out that my cancer spread throughout my body, the Lord just put on my heart to go talk to that man. He always jokes and tries to joke his fears away and everything. But I went with a mission to speak to that man. I met him, and I said, Terrell, his name is Terrell. I said, I don't know how long I'm going to be living here on this earth. But I know where I'm going, and I'm rejoicing in that. I have a hope. I'm going to be enjoying life more than you ever did here. I said, I want to see you with me there. And of course, he started joking. And I looked him straight in the face. And I said, Terrell, this is no joking matter. You will spend eternity either in heaven with the glories of God, in the glories of God, or you'll spend eternity in torment. He's still not a Christian. But I did my duty, because I wasn't sure if I'm going to see him again. I've had more opportunities to share the gospel with people, or more boldness, at least, and more opportunities since I found out about the cancer than I did before. We have a lot of friends, local friends, and a lot of them are not church people. And soon after, our neighbors found out, they came over and they just, in their own way, tried to comfort me, which was very little. Charlie and Betty Jo are their names. And anyway, Charlie tried to comfort me a little bit, or I'm not sure what all he said. But then I just shared with him. I said, Charlie, and he's not a Christian either. I said, I know where I'm going. I'm not afraid to die. In fact, I'm almost looking forward to going. And I said, it's not because of me, and it's not because of what I've done. It's because of my Jesus. I don't know what it did to him. He had a knee replacement, and that's not going very good. And it just gives me a concern for the community people more than I ever had before. Later on, he said, when I started getting better, and he said, Alvin, you're a strong man. I said, no, Charlie, I am not a strong man. I'm a weak person, but my Jesus is strong. And so I don't know. Here I am today. Oh, I've had a number of months that have been in pain. I don't know that I could call real severe, but kept me from sleeping some. And I don't know how much pain I have to go through till I'm at the other side. But I know my God, my Jesus, will be with me whatever I go through, whatever he asks me to go through. I didn't write any notes. I'm trying to remember everything. After I started getting better, that skipped my mind, but anyway, for a few months I thought this is the beginning of the end. I really did, and I wasn't discouraged about it. I was looking forward to going home with my Lord. But I'm also rejoicing in the fact that in his goodness he saw fit to heal my body for the present time. I don't know how long. One thing that I right from the beginning, I did not feel like demanding anything from God. I barely prayed for healing, but I found myself thanking God for healing more than I prayed for it. And so, in all of that, here I am today. Just before I came into the minister's meeting, just a few days before, I started getting some pressure on my head again. And it comes and goes a little bit. But I'm rejoicing in my Savior. I want to live the rest of my life here with a mission. You know, if life is too easy, I don't like to admit this, but if life in my life is too easy, I get cold. I start cooling down. And I think we all do. I don't think I'm all that different in that. And maybe sometimes some people wouldn't even admit it. I don't know. It's a difference between admitting it, I guess, and just acting like it's not there. But I just want to say, I want to encourage each one here. Live the rest of your life with a purpose, with a mission. I have regrets in my past life, but I know they're under the blood. I am absolutely sure that they're under the blood. And when I could face death in the face, it had no sting at all. Because the other side looked great, better than this side does. And so let's live like that. Let's all just purpose to live like it's the last day of our life. We don't know. I have a sister that has Parkinson's disease and dementia very bad. We just stopped in yesterday to see her up in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. And I used to think, she's my twin, I'm a twin with her, and I used to think she's going to go before I do. I told her yesterday I might go before she does. I might still go before she does. And so, may God just be glorified. He's worth it. I am not worthy. I felt like through this healing, I felt like I do with my salvation and what God did for me through shedding his blood and the power of his blood and all that. I'm not worthy of that. But he did it for me. And I'm not worthy of his healing, but he did that for me too. So praise his name. May he be glorified.